just thinking that it's really a pleasure to have somebody here that's just openly a friend of the United States. What'd you think?
Exactly.
He was such a nice little fella, and but by God, he's for us, and you know, and appreciates it. I thought you must have gotten a kick out of
it. Oh, I thought it was such a warm-hearted dinner. I thought your toast was particularly warm and friendly, and
well,
above all, very personal.
And I think that's what they want to hear.
Oh, that's what they want. And I don't doubt that you'd get quite a reception.
I'm inclined to think we ought to consider that.
Well, the way we should do it, Mr.
And I think your idea of the Sato thing would be great. In fact, you can even explore that.
Right.
Oh, no, you're right. You don't want to do it till that. They'll leak it out.
Well, if we can get it, if I should be going there in, say, early Saturday,
right.
Then I could tell it to Sato personally.
Right, right.
And then if we met Sato in Hawaii.
Right.
And then you went on from there to Australia and New Zealand
and then came back. That's right.
And that would be a very good visit. I think you'd also get a good reception in Hawaii, having just been in China.
Oh, hell yeah.
And a two-day meeting with Sato and then on down. I think it's only 8 hours to Australia.
No, we could do it. We could sleep and all that. You know, we've got it. But I just think going to Australia might have a nice touch. You know, after all, they are down there on the hinge. And people can talk all they want that Americans, well, that we wouldn't keep a treaty, for example, if Thailand were threatened. And I suppose that there would be a doubt in some people's mind. But by God, does anybody doubt that America wouldn't come to the aid of Australia if they started to take them on? Huh?
Exactly.
Really? Now, you can't make that silly argument that Lippmann and others made. Well, these people are people far away that we don't know. God damn it, they're very much like America. Because, you know, anybody like, as I pointed out, that served with Australians in the war, they're fantastic people. God damn, they fight and they're tough.
And they have stuck to us very well in this whole period.
That's right. And they could have gone running to their British friend. He said a very interesting thing. She did. She said, you know, that she says, I don't think that the British going into the market is all that difficult for us, the Australians. She said, it just means we're going to have to learn to do business with other people, particularly you and others. See, the Australians are now looking for an alignment with us. Now, they've got these huge natural resources. See, this is the common thing. I think we ought to play that a bit. Let's sort of work the Australians a bit. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. And I think in any event, for the next few months, we ought to have a phase of dealing with our friends.
That's right.
I've
As a matter of fact, I may relent. Have a few more of this kind of visit where they just come in for an informal visit where we don't have 2 days.
That's right.
And see them in the morning, give them a dinner at night, and out.
That's right.
This is enough for them. This to this Australian meant everything.
Oh, God, you've really solidified his domestic position.
And praised him as a world statesman.
Exactly.
You know, that's important to him, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think.
And I think it'll read well in Australia. They won't carry it here, of course, but we will read well in Australia. The President of the United States remembers the Coast Watchers in the Solomon Islands.
Oh, that's what really matters.
Because it's a wonderful story. It's true. They know the Coast Watchers. Every Marine knows it, and every Navy man is there.
Well,
incidentally, I had another thought. Claire Luce was here tonight. I don't know whether you said hello to her or not, but...
I said hello, and I'm going to try to have lunch with
her. Well, I thought you should know, she is all out for what we're doing. She was saying to me, now look, she said, they would criticize if Henry had gone later, or... She says, the point is, he said, you had to change the game. You've changed the game. And now, just go ahead. And, you know, she's making this speech to the effect that history is one sentence. Nixon may have written his sentence. He opened up China. And I had a thought on her. And this is a way that we can recognize women that I haven't thought of. How about putting her, Henry, on either the intelligence board or the arms board? Now, here's an intelligent woman who's tough.
I am for her.
How about it?
She's terrific.
Would you... Did you explore that with her?
Actually, we have a vacancy in the board except that son of a bitch might get to
Claire Booth loose? Well, for Christ's sake, tell him I want a woman on the board.
Right.
No, I think it would be a fantastically good thing to do.
I just wonder where she'd be better. She'd be terrific on the intelligence board.
Yeah, and it's a more interesting board.
And she looks through humbug.
How about...
she wouldn't have to listen to all this chanting.
I think the other thing with board at that, my thought is if you put her on the intelligence board, she would be a great asset. Great asset, and it would mean one hell of a lot to women in America that we recognize.
It's terrific. I had a few words with
no her. Woman, you know, Henry, has ever been on either of those boards, but to put her on the intelligence board, everybody knows that's the one that everybody wants to be on. Couldn't we add one to that? We don't have to. That isn't limited, is it?
No.
Why don't we just add her to that board?
Let me look into that.
You look into it. Look into it.
And if not, let me talk to Haig. On the intelligence board, it'd be more fun for her.
Right.
And there are a number of old folk and
folks right.
there that need to be replaced.
That's right.
On the arms board, she would tilt the balance to the right, which is also important.
That's right.
So, really, either would be helpful.
But I think if you talked to her, I bet you she'd just love to do it. Love to do it, you know. It's recognition of the highest order. And I'd just like to recognize her for another reason. I'll never forgive the Senate for turning her down for ambassador. Remember?
Brazil.
And so we don't have to get an approval. But this would be a very good way to recognize one of our friends.
We need Senate approval for...
Arms Board?
Arms Board.
Put her on the intelligence board. I wouldn't even want to risk it.
But I'm going to check into that, too.
Right. Good.
We got a message from Walter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he gave those three messages.
Yeah.
And then he was called back, and he said that on behalf of the Chinese government wants to point out that they are very pleased that Mrs. Nixon will be coming with the president.
Good.
Now they want to know whether your daughters are coming too, but I think they must be tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
And then he said...
No, we shouldn't do that. That makes us too much like a tour.
And he said the Chinese government was also pleased that the president would be going to Hangzhou. In China, yeah. They had a saying there were two places worth seeing, heaven and Hangzhou. And they would
right.
try to make these two places the same for the president.
Well, this means everything's on Savo. Right?
Exactly. No. Then it goes right. on.
They didn't approve the date yet, though.
No, but that they could put in on.
Yeah.
Because he had only had it for 24 hours.
I see.
Then he said Ambassador Huang said he had heard from the Chinese ambassador that Dr. Kitson visited China extremely well.
Good.
And he said it was both absurd and dangerous for 800 million Chinese and 200 million Americans to pretend that others did not exist. What was being done by President Nixon was of long-term historic importance. Premier Chu and Lai knew it had not been easy for Mr. Nixon to open the dialogue, nor had it been easy for their side. President Nixon is a most courageous man. Mr. Reston of the New York Times might not think he was courageous, but Chu and Lai know that the president was most courageous. He said it was fortunate that both sides had courageous men.
Is this the ambassador talking to Joe and I?
Well, this is the ambassador talking for Joe and I, but there's one thing you can be sure with these ambassadors, Mr. President.
You don't think they make these? They're not like the Marines.
Well, it isn't just that, Mr. President.
Yeah.
It isn't just that they are told exactly what to say. They are told at what point they can shake hands.
Oh, yes.
Whether to greet the man at the door or at the...
Whether to offer tea. I know, yeah.
And they have no freedom at all. And moreover, this man, as McMahon told you, is the highest-ranking Chinese diplomat.
Let me ask you this.
He's a member of the Central Committee.
Yeah, but I thought he'd already gone back.
No, what happened was we sent him in, and just before he left, he called Walters back in with his message.
Oh, this is something that's just come in.
Just come in, half an hour ago.
Oh, I thought now he's going back to China.
Well, he's gone back yesterday evening, and Walter's always sent it by courier, so we only got it today.
Well, this is very important. And also, he must do this in the light of the UN thing, so...
Oh, yeah.
I personally think the UN... I think they realize, Henry, that the UN thing showed, and the her terrific outcry shows what a hell of a problem we had.
Oh, yes.
You probably have that, too. They can now see that that threat on the right was no idle threat that you talked about.
Well, so from that point of view, it was an asset, at least.
But didn't hurt them.
That's right. Oh, and one point I thought toward Paul today about the foreign aid thing.
Yeah.
He said as a Democrat, he regrets that we lost this year. Because he said next year, if we wouldn't have just lost 59 to 55, we would have suffered a smashing defeat if it would have happened 2 weeks before the election. And he said we would have lost next year by 20 votes.
Yeah.
And he's got a point.
He's being honest. And look, I know and you know that much as we hate the way the goddamn thing is handled and all this flak we're taking, it'll pass in 2 or 3 weeks, and then we go on to other things. But it's well to have it behind us.
In fact, Mr. President, if we had a halfway mature government and the leadership group here, somebody would say privately that we handled this thing really with great skill.
Oh, hell
by
yeah.
Fighting a tough battle, but keeping you somewhat disengaged from it.
Yeah, and also fighting it in a way that I can handle, and I'm the only person, by God, on the American scene that could do it, can handle a Ronald Reagan.
Exactly.
Now, Ronald Reagan has a hell of a support in this hand.
If they had half a brain, they'd recognize that what you said last week was the absolute minimum you could have said.
Well, they'd have killed me if I hadn't said something.
You had to say something.
Most of them wanted me to say to get out of the U.N.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's done, and I'm not worried about the case. Don't let it. I think that's just one of those things. You know, I expected it. I told you at the time, I said, sure, we'll take some heat from this, but I said, we'll take a hell of a lot more heat if I don't say something.
Yeah.
We'd have had an uproar on the right. We've got enough as it is. But we'd have had an uproar on the right, and that would have been unbelievable.
But Blair, Bruce can help us.
That's right. Well, you might, if you have time tomorrow, give her a call. Just say that I've raised this money. She'll just love being considered.
I think I maybe 3-4 lunch. I was gonna take a show to the exercise room, but I think I'm gonna spend the time better see.
Anything you want. Okay.
Right,
but I just thought you'd
thought
got
it. Was a beautiful
and incidentally too, that Pierce is terrific. You know, you're gonna have a singer, you might as well have the best.
Absolutely.
And he's just one of the great stars of the generation.
Absolutely.
And that wasn't that last song 90 when he said you'll never walk alone.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Right, Mr. President.